Hey, what's up, folks, and welcome to the Boss's Desk, where we look out for you, giving you the best in geek movies, news, and culture. I'm your host for the day, the Big Boss, and I'm here with my amigo, the Professor. What's up, bro?
What's happening, brother? What's going on?
Nothing much. Got a great day in movie watching, hopefully. You know, we'll see how it goes. Friday, I'm not positive about Mr. Glass or Glass. I've been hearing the worst things about Glass.
I have not really seen anything good about that just yet.
Yeah,
so.
Man. So, I mean, we'll jump right into this geek news. We got a little bit for you guys today, so we're gonna jump into it, roll it out, and then keep it moving.
Yeah, buddy.
All right, so let's go. So, first things first, we got the Punisher Season 2 trailer got released, and it was a thing of glory.
It looks awesome.
Yeah, man.
As I expected.
Yep. And we talked about this last week, man. I'm excited to see Jigsaw, the Jigsaw character. He has a really good look for this season, and I just can't wait to see where they take the Frank Castle character, man.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's funny because we talked about the mask last week and how cool the mask was. The trailer shows that there's a bunch of different masks.
Yeah.
There's multiples, so I'm kind of curious as to what that's all going to mean. If he's wearing different ones, if there's other people wearing them too, because it looked like there were other people taking them off the wall and putting them on.
Yeah.
So maybe that's his way of hiding which one is him.
Right. Like a little Joker move, like from Dark Knight.
Yeah. But, the trailer is cool. If you haven't seen the trailer, it's basically... It starts off with this girl who we really know nothing about yet, who is in a bar, and she's getting hassled by these guys. We don't know what for, but they're coming at her pretty aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
Castle's in the bar, and the next thing you know, all the aggressive guys are basically dead, and she's with the Castle. With a little bit of almost a shout-out to the Dark Knight in the trailer, where he takes the... dude's knife and he slams his head on it.
Oh yeah,
which just looked brutal. I mean, they don't show you that the Ta-da. Whole bit just yet. Yeah, exactly. Which I'm sure is going to be the whole thing in the scene. They'll show them the knife going into dude's head. But yeah, man, I'm looking forward to this on Friday. Unfortunately, my work from home days got a little skewed out of whack, so I'm not going to be able to work from home to watch to binge it all day long. But Friday night, Saturday, man. That's all I'm going to be doing is just watching Punisher till I'm done.
Yeah, man. I completely forgot that was coming out this weekend, man. I'm so excited. Yeah, I'm definitely trying to bench this.
Oh, no doubt.
We got the Game of Thrones teaser. The final season teaser finally came out.
We did.
And it's coming out April 14th, guys.
April 14th. Cannot wait.
Has it really already been a year? Has it been a year?
Yeah, man. Dang. Last year went fast.
Oh, it definitely did.
Last year went really fast. Sheesh. So we are ready to go.
Yeah,
we
man.
We know nothing really about the season yet. The teaser is interesting.
Yeah.
You know, it shows three of the four remaining Stark kids, I should say.
Right.
Because Bran's still alive. Shows them in the crypt, you know, and they're walking along, and there's a statue of their mother, a statue of their father.
Mm-hmm.
And they come to this dead end, and it's a statue of all three of them in front of them. And the ground behind them all starts to turn to ice, and that's kind of where the teaser stops. So,
yeah.
It's a cool little setup, man. I don't know. It's that final season, right? So we don't know how many people are actually going to survive. And the actors, from what I've heard, the actors have all said it's a really messed up season.
Sheesh.
So, with all the things that have happened on this show to date,
mm-hmm.
if they're saying this is the messed up season, I am afraid to see what they're talking about.
It's going down.
Because it's definitely going down. It's going to be ugly. Yeah, has to man. Be the way they're talking. So, I, for one, cannot wait. Cannot wait.
Yeah, man. Definitely. All right. So, we got some box office news. So, you know, Upside definitely won out this weekend, which is awesome. Trying to go see that movie tomorrow. The Bryan Cranston, Kevin Hart, intense drama. So hopefully I can check that out tomorrow and definitely enjoy myself. Replicants came out this weekend with starring Keanu Reeves and Alice Eve, and it was atrocious. It was so rough.
I did not get to see it, but the boss did see it and said it was not pretty.
It was not pretty. I mean, the only pretty thing about that movie was Alice Eve. I'll definitely say that. But yeah, it was just rough. It's just where they went with the story wasn't where I expected. I was expecting more of a thriller. I thought the replicants were going to be like aggressors. The age old question is, if you can preserve human life by putting them into robot bodies, what happens? It's basically a question of what makes a human life. You know what I'm saying? You know, the argument is that there's, you know, we dealing with souls. That's going to be a difficult thing to translate into some tech. But, you know, some people say it's the sum of our memories, which is what the movie is saying. And, you know, it has a lot of gaps. Like, it's just a lot of gaps, a lot of questions I have. You know, I'm just like, oh, man, the action could have been better. The graphics could have been a whole lot better. Oh, yeah. Man, it was, oh. Like, I mean, after we got a movie like AI, like, I feel like the bar is up there. Like, what are y'all doing? But then again, you know, this is a lower budget movie. I think this was done overseas, which is why it's releasing so early on digital, but it's still coming out in theaters over here, because I think it already came out in China already. And the production company that's backing it is the Alibaba production company. And normally when that happens, it means that those are the groups that sell it overseas. So it probably debuted over there. But
that makes sense.
Yeah, man. It was rough. It was just like the bad guys were too. They were too one dimensional. I like complex antagonists. I like.
Right.
I like. I don't. I mean. I like my stories without too many holes. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got a couple holes. Yeah. It's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? If you're telling a time travel story, there's going to be some holes. But it's just like, the amount of holes that were in this movie, the amount of questions that I still have, I'm just like, eh. And then they had the nerve to leave it open like there was going to be a sequel. Like, what?
So there was a time travel element to it?
No, I'm just saying, like, time travel movies in general, you know what I'm saying? I expect there to be plot holes in it, because, you know, time travel theory has its, you know, like, when you change things, like, okay, it's going to be open-ended. But, like, these types of movies, I need some explanation, you know?
Sure.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I need a little bit more rigidity, I guess you would say, for this. And it just wasn't. It was too open. I could poke holes in it, and it's just like, I'm over it. So,
I mean, the trailers make it look like it's one of those movies where, all right, the guy loses his family, decides he's going to bring them back to life.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like that's where that stuff goes wrong. Like,
right.
The ones he brings back to life turn to basically be the bad guys, essentially, that kind of thing.
That's what they made it turn out to. That's what they made it sound like on the trailers. But the actual movie was Keanu Reeves trying to protect his family. He was trying to protect the replicant family from the threat, the external threat. So his family weren't antagonists at all. So
were they even dead?
They were dead. And he brought them back, and he had to. Once he brought them back, he had to protect them. So it was just like, okay,
I gotcha.
It's like, this was not what you sold me on. You sold me on a horror. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's not at all what it looked like.
Yeah. So, yeah, man, I'm just like,
interesting.
Yeah. So I don't know. There's two other things that I want to rap about, and it's like, it's pop movie, cult film, I guess cult fan film type stuff. So we got the news that we are definitely getting a Bad Boys 3, and they are starting shooting this week. So that is going down.
That's interesting.
That is it's been a long time since
the last one.
Yo, and I love both of them fellas. Martin looks tired. He looks exhausted. Yes, he does.
I was just thinking the same thing.
Oh, man, you know I love that man to death, but woo. I mean, I'm just trying to see how the action is going to translate, so we'll see. The kids will be older, too, so I don't know what that's going to mean for the series, too. Like, because now if one of his sons joins the police force or something, or gets caught up in something, that could be interesting.
That could be. Yep. That could be.
So, you know.
I mean, I think we kind of figure most of the action is going to be done by Will Smith anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, ultimately, Mike Lowry. Is the one who's always he's the one who's always doing most of the stuff in the movies. Every once in a while, you know, Martin Lawrence's character gets into the gunfights and whatnot, but for the most part, he's been kind of the comic relief side.
Yeah, yeah.
Like when he takes, what was it?
What was it, ecstasy that he took?
Takes the ecstasy.
Yo.
Because he thinks it's like aspirin or something. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, that made us hilarious.
You have to wonder, you know, since the show never got off the ground, is Gabrielle Reese going to be in the movie now?
Yeah, is she going to be in this one? Because she was supposed to be the topic of the show. So
right.
Gabrielle Union's character was going to be the main character of the show, and we were going to get like her adventures in the DEA. She was DEA. Yeah, because
I think so. Yeah,
that whole movie was about drugs and stuff. So
yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. Hopefully, she comes back. I would love to see her come back because her and Mike had something going on. Well, I definitely want to see if that's still going on or if they tragically ended at the, you know, Mike just can't be, he can't be held down.
He's got to be Mike Lowry.
Mike Lowry.
That's the best in the first movie. Yeah, it really always cracks me up.
And then the second bit of news is really exciting for me. But we are getting a Coming to America 2.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I'm just trying to figure out what they're going to do.
That's part of my problem, too. Like, if it's coming to, like, if the movie is, like, Coming to America, Back to Africa, I'd be like, all right, no, I'm good. Like, the whole
a day
thing
in
that
the
made
life
the movie
of
great.
King Hakeem.
Yeah, right? The whole thing that made the movie great was him being such a fish out of water in
right.
New York. Like, that's what made it so good. So if it's one of those where it's like, now you're taking the girl he marries back to Africa, like that's where it's going to be, like, I don't know. I mean, that's just too like 80s sitcom reversal for me. I don't know if I'd be into that.
See, now I could see that actually happening and maybe working out well, because if Hakeem's son, he basically has a son and he goes to America and brings back a wife, and then you see the one like her trying to adjust to life in what's the name of their country? Oh man,
God, I haven't watched the movie in forever. I don't remember.
Oh man, I can't remember. But if he brings the girl back to their country, and then we watch her get used to the cultures of Africa and trying to assimilate into the family that way, that could be interesting. But I mean I kind of feel like they're going to just kind of repeat history and try to capture lightning twice and basically yeah. have Hakeem's son come to America and deal with like America as it currently, which could also be interesting when you really think of it, because America for Hakeem was a little different than it would be for his son right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, you know, we'll see. But the original cast is supposed to be coming back. So
I was going to say, look, there ain't nobody more excited than Arsenio Hall, because my man
Yo.
Hasn't done anything in a minute.
Yo, they were just talking about Arsenio today, man.
You know, it was like, Arsenio, you want to come to America? Yes!
Yes,
yes I do!
I've been waiting. Woo! Huh. I'm sorry, did I come on a little too strong? Yeah, you did. Oh, man, but it's going to be good to see Eddie Murphy again. It's going to be good to see James Earl Jones. If they finish this joint up, you know what I'm saying? I'm holding it. James Earl ain't going nowhere. James Earl Jones ain't going nowhere. Because he's about to do movies. He's lived long enough to reprise a role in a reboot. You know what I'm saying? He about to be Mufasa again. And he was Darth Vader again. What? This man is breaking records.
I'm actually kind of shocked he wasn't T'Chaka in the long run.
Yo, you know?
Dang. Because, well, I mean, I like the guy who was in the movie.
I do like John Connie. John Connie, he was good.
But if you got James Earl Jones,
I think the similarities. I think they already were having a difficult time trying to make sure that people kind of separated this move, Black Panther, from like Lion King or Coming to America. If they put James Earl Jones in there, you pretty much would have put the nail in the coffin.
True. Maybe they'll use him as like the main bad guy in Black Panther 2.
Oh,
been a
man.
Minute since we've seen James Earl Jones as a bad guy. He
Yo,
does a good bad guy.
Yeah, he does. All I'm thinking about is Conan right now.
That's Tulsa Doom. That's what I was just thinking.
Yeah, man. Because we know he did the voice for Darth Vader, but like Tulsa Doom, he was a bad man.
Yes, he was.
Oh man. So
that's funny.
So yeah, man. Trying to think. Yeah, you got anything else? What you got?
Well, we were kind of talking about a little bit beforehand that a lot of this stuff that Fox had lined up that we've been so worried about for a long time has officially been canceled, apparently. Like, their attempt at a Doctor Doom movie, thank God, has been canceled. Unfortunately, it does sound like apparently the writer for Deadpool 2 is saying that X-Force has been canceled.
Dang, that is a hurt piece.
And what was the other one? Gambit. Gambit got canceled. Which isn't real surprising, because Gambit hasn't been going anywhere since they started talking about it like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
So, but it's, you know, look, ultimately, Doom gets canceled because Fantastic Four is coming back to Marvel. There's going to be a Fantastic Four movie. You cannot have a Fantastic Four movie without Doctor Doom as the main villain at some point. So that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
X-Force getting canceled is probably more along the lines of, we need to figure out how we're going to do that.
Right. Because Deadpool is Deadpool. I think they don't have a problem bringing Deadpool into anything that they have to do. I think the problem is, I think they're still trying. Fantastic Four will be easy to do because it's been enough years. They can bring them into the MCU without anything kind of like coloring our perception. X-Men, they're still trying to wrap up. So the mutant universe, they're still trying to figure that out.
Well, yeah, because they still have to introduce mutants to the Marvel universe, you know, for one thing. Now, we realize Deadpool's technically not a mutant, ultimately, as far as the comics go. I think the movies, they kind of made him sort of half-mutant-ish kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a little bit easier probably to introduce in that sense, because he's not technically not a mutant, but you have to introduce the whole mutant race into the movies now. So, which I think we talked about before, like I think you had said, probably will be something to do with the snap. When the snap gets reversed, some things are ultimately going to get changed. Yeah. So the whole idea of mutants will probably get introduced at that point.
Yeah.
Which you can, you know, at that point you can go, well, they're mutated people. We're just going to call them mutants. Makes the most sense. It fits nice and easy.
Yeah.
But I would hazard to guess we'll see maybe a Deadpool 3 before we see an X-Force movie at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think they're probably still, and I'm sure they're behind the scenes thinking about it, is how they're going to do adult movies as far as the MCU goes. Because now I'm seeing that there's potential the Black Widow movie could be rated R.
Yep. That's what I heard.
So, which would actually be, if you're going to do her background as an assassin, makes the most sense to do it that way. It would probably make a really good movie. So,
man, I can't wait to see Natasha dropping cats, yo.
That's what I'm saying.
Because as far as the Marvel Cinematic Universe is concerned, she has some of my favorite action sequences.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
The whole, the chair from the first Avengers.
Yeah, yep.
The whole scene on the boat with Cap and Winter Soldier sweet.
She was breaking them balls.
She was. I'll never forget her cracking dude in the face with a massive wrench. But I think that's probably where a lot of that lies right now, is they're just not entirely sure 100% yet how they're going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
They'll figure it out. You know what I mean? Like we kind of said before, maybe they'll take the whole Fox Studios, rename it to something else, Marvel Knights or something like that. Mm-hmm. Like all their darker stuff in the comics, a lot of times shows up in the Marvel Knights theme. But that stuff will make its way back. There's too much money in the Deadpool character with Ryan Reynolds, you know, being that character, to not continue making some kind of movies or appearances with that guy. It'll happen. They just have to work all that out. I mean, they have to finish the deal first, which again is supposedly any day now for the next 6 months. It's supposed to be that deal's going to get finalized.
Yeah.
But they'll figure that all out. It'll work. So we at some point we'll probably see some kind of X-Force movie, but I think we'll see X-Men movie first. And then we'll see maybe Deadpool 3. Then we'll see an X-Force movie come about after that.
Because X-Force primarily takes place. Does it take place in current times, or is it something that takes place in like the future? Because normally Deadpool and Cable are like future stuff, right?
I think from what I remember, and I never read a whole ton of X-Force, but it's more the modern time stuff. It was kind of a, if I remember correctly, and more than likely I don't, but what I think what it was it was all formed from the X-Men, basically formed by Cyclops and Wolverine. They said, we need a group that can go out and do what we can't do. You know, who, when something comes up where there has to be a final resolution, mm-hmm. so to speak, you need a group that's going to do that, and who better to lead a group to do that than Wolverine? You know, like, he was the one who was the main guy, and it was at different times. I don't remember who the first group was, but it was Wolverine, and it was Domino, and it was Deadpool at one point.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I think it's Thunderbird is the character, one of the Native American guys.
The one that's on The Gifted right now, right?
I haven't watched The Gifted, so I don't know for sure.
Yeah.
He was in Days of Future Past.
Yeah, that's the same character.
Same character.
Yeah.
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 Now, I don't know if that's supposed to be, it's probably not supposed to be the original one, because we're getting a little too deep into the geek, but the original Thunderbird was one of the original X-Men who dies on one of their first missions.
That.
Yeah, like, I think, was he one of the originals? He was either one of the originals or one of the new group right after the originals that dies on a rocket kind of thing. He ends up getting killed. And mm-hmm. then his brother ends up becoming the same Thunderbird or Nighthawk or something like that later on down the line. I forget exactly what his name was, because it's not a character I saw all too often reading the comics. But, like, it's that, oh, and X-23
eventually
becomes part of X-Force. You know, anyone that really doesn't have a problem killing people eventually from the mutant side became a member of X-Force. So
yeah.
I think you have to introduce those characters new in the Marvel Universe before you can really jump right into an X-Force movie.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I hope they bring back those characters. I mean, well, who knows what Disney will do with it, but I hope they bring back some of those guys. Like, because I really wanted to see them do their thing in Deadpool 2, and they got the thing done to them, so.
Yeah, I don't think we'll see most of those characters back. If I had to guess, I would say, you know, obviously we'll see Cable again. I think we'll see Domino again.
Yeah.
And that's probably about it, ultimately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just looking at the Thunderbird, a.k.a.
Thunderbird.
Warpath, a.k.a. James.
Warpath.
That's James John Proudstar, yeah.
Proudstar, yeah. Warpath is the name I was looking for. That's the one.
Yep. Yeah, so.
Because there was him, and then there was an older brother who's the one who died.
Yeah. Yeah, so. Yeah, so he's in. I believe he's in The Gifted. I think he is. If not, he was definitely in Days of Future Past. So I remember that. So, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should. I keep meaning to try Gifted, and I tried like one episode in the first season, and I remember kind of liking it, but I just, one of those that I just kind of forgot about, and it slipped to the side.
Yeah.
So at some point, I'll have to go back and try binge watching the whole thing.
Yeah, it just came back from, it just did its winter premiere. Well, not just. I think it's been like 2-3 episodes now.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
it's getting interesting. So, I'm not sure what they're going to do with that show, because it's still slated to keep going. So, they haven't said anything about cancellations yet, which is surprising.
And they might just take it over and go from there.
Yeah, that'd be a good way to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, man. I'm trying to think. Do we have anything else?
News-wise, I don't think so.
Yeah, I mean, I'm geeking out about Travelers right now. I started binge watching that. Travelers on Netflix, freaking awesome.
I'm not familiar with that one.
Yeah, it's like a I'll use quotes time traveling show, but it's more like it's a little closer to what was that show that used to be on with Scott Bakula.
Quantum Leap.
Quantum Leap, yeah, it's kind of like a Quantum Leap as the consciousness is getting transferred to the past into another body. But it's pretty good. It's pretty good, man. I'm like 5-6 episodes in, and I'm loving it. And I just finished up, Jack Ryan. because I had fell off of that, but I finished up Jack Ryan. Loved that. So
I heard that was good. I haven't tried that out yet either, but yeah, I heard that was good.
Some good TV.
I can go with one thing I did see today that just struck me that I am definitely kind of geeking out about. So these two, I'm just going to call them weirdos because the video I watched was weird. created a video that they posted on Twitter with the two of them just for like 2 minutes screaming about how they want the Far From Home trailer and they want it now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently Tom Holland saw it and his initial response was, "I'll see what I can do." And then today he posted a tweet that simply said, "So I talked to Sony ... and didn't say anything else." So I'm wondering if we're going to get the Far From Home trailer more sooner than later.
Man, I would love that.
I cannot wait. Yeah. I loved Homecoming. I don't care what anybody else says. I feel this is the best Spider-Man they've had yet. I loved the movie last year. I cannot wait for the next one. Yeah, so no. I'm hoping there's a trailer soon because this is a movie I want to go see right away.
Bring it.
Indeed. So that is one thing I did catch today that I was like,
Yeah, man. I think that's it. That's all I got. So
That's all I got.
Yeah. So it's a nice little short and sweet show today, you know? So that's it for us here at the Boss's Desk. If you're tuning in for the first time, guys, don't forget to follow us on all the social media outlets. We're on Facebook, we are on Twitter, we are on YouTube, all under the Boss's Desk. We also have this podcast on Google Play and on iTunes. So you can subscribe to the channel and get regular updates on the new episodes. So if you have any questions about anything you heard in the show, anything we talked about, anything you think we missed, anything you think we got wrong, you know, just send us a tweet on Twitter at the Boss's Desk. You can email us questions@thebossesdesk.com, and we'll take a look and you might hear us share it on an episode here. So
buddy.
Yeah, that is it, guys, and we will catch you guys next week. We are out.
See ya.